National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. So much infighting, so many conflicts that it's really difficult to track everything that's going on. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's a mad world, to take it from an old movie, and it's one where the solutions to the problems are getting so much more complicated. I mean, you have the progressive element, known as the liberal element for years, who absolutely embellished Russia for their own needs. Now you've got today's progressive replacements who hate Russia. They want Putin out. And here's the real reason. I don't believe these progressives give a damn about anybody. I mean, I really don't. And I'm not going to be that much more flattering of the Republicans. But here it is, because our ideological world has been redefined to a matter of globalism or nationalism. You saw that major event with Brexit in England. You're seeing follow-ups, rumbles around the world. I'm a nationalist. I'm not a globalist. The big war we have right now, and I know we've got evil cultures clashing, the clash of fundamental Islamicism, ISIS, against the virtues of the United States. But this is an issue of globalism, and it's going to be a fight to see who wins out on this. We're witnessing some frightening events around the world right now, and yet, you know, we've been trained, because since 9/11 we haven't had any of those overwhelmingly traumatic situations develop. There have been a lot of them, certainly, and I'm not diminishing the role of all these savage attacks. But we got a taste of that at 9/11. And it seems to me that either many people weren't around, I don't know where they were, or they forgot. I'll never forget what it was like. I think it probably was a turning point for me, although had a certain awareness of politics for years, but it was a turning point for me that things did not look favorable for the future. And you see, now we end up in conflicts where if we do something, it's a bad move, and if we don't do it, it's a bad move. This is the quandary we're all in. This is what Trump faces every day. His inexperience, his immaturity in handling international events, well, I don't know if it'll come with a price or not. But it results in at least the perception of comments he made about getting Assad out, keeping Assad in. To me, an amateurish comment, just totally amateurish, was he was for keeping Assad in and getting rid of ISIS. And I supported that now. I supported that then, rather, and I support that now. But then when he comes out with a statement a week ago talking about the horrific consequences, horrifying, horrifying, babies and young kids being gassed to death. Where has he been? Hasn't he seen this going on for years? Am I defending Trump? Yeah, but I'm not defending his thoughts and his actions associated with them. It's like he's at the beginning of a learning curve. You can learn fast at the beginning of a learning curve. But to me, Trump is at the beginning of a learning curve. And we don't really have the luxury of paying for 4 or 5 years of education and then a master's degree in life. That was the problem. One of the problems we have with Barack Obama. The other is, I believe, his incessant following and backing of the Muslim Brotherhood. You can fill in the blanks. I've said this 100 times. I'm opinionated. That's my opinion. When you add up everything and you see evidence so heavily stacked, you don't say, well, I think there may be 1% chance that I'm wrong. That's based on judgment. It's not based on making important life and death decisions where you got to be right all the time. But we're focused in this country, as I say here almost every day, on the infighting, whether it's Jared Kushner against Steve Bannon, the administration against their own party, the Democrats. You've got two different factions of the Democrats. And yet, the downside of this, and I think the gist of where I'm going with this, is that we haven't got time to go through all this. We're not focusing on the real issues at hand, back and forth. The Russian collaboration theory has been put in a rear window. Now the Washington Post comes out that the FBI had a FISA warrant to monitor Trump advisor Carter Page. To monitor him when? Prior to his ties with the administration, after it. I mean, they're chasing rainbows. There isn't a shred of evidence. And yet these anti-Americans, mostly in the Democrat Party, just continue and continue and continue down this road. It's a mistake. What's headline news? Sean Spicer makes a dumb statement about Assad. The implication is that Assad was worse than Hitler because he used chemical weapons. Did Spicer forget that Hitler gassed over 6 million Jews? He apologized. I mean, okay, everybody makes mistakes. Some mistakes are just, I mean, they're just incomprehensible. But that isn't even the point. The point is the media has come crashing down on Sean Spicer and asked the Trump administration to remove him as press secretary. Oh, it's only symbolically I want him to stay on. I mean, he's got an impossible job. Josh Earnest for Obama, I mean, he had a great job. Nobody ever challenged him on anything. You know, every hair was in place. He's a good-looking guy. This is different. But why should Sean Spicer step down for making comments that he apologized for when I can come up here and tell you about 1,000 comments Democrats made and they go on unheeded ears? This is the nature of what we're dealing with. And the question is, how many people, how much of the American public will be swayed by this? Unfortunately, the answer is too many. We've got bigger issues than editing what Kellyanne Conway and Sean Spicer make, or the behavior of one Steve Bannon, or perhaps the hustle for power by Jared Kushner. I'm not a member of the Washington elite. I never have been. I've been to Washington. I've broadcast in several capacities down there. This is a whole different world. And it's not relevant to the outcome of what we're seeing, except it disturbs a coordinated effort for people like Donald Trump, who loves this country. I couldn't say that about Barack Obama. He hates this country, hated it, and still hates it. Ask his wife. And Trump is being, whether you like his views or whether you not, whether you don't, he is battling many battles on many fronts. All right, we'll continue this battle right after these messages.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129.
That's 800-685-0129.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
I went to a garden party, reminisced with my old friends, a chance to share old memories, playing songs again. When I got to the garden party,
okay, the late, great Ricky Nelson. Boy, I love Ricky Nelson. I've got to get this message out to people because not everybody has signed up. Now, I think there are 25 million pillows sold. I'm telling you, this pillow is for everyone. Everyone. I got one from my one of my daughters and my son-in-law, and they can't believe it. You know, pillows go flat. If you got a sore neck and you ever try to lay, you know, I used to have sore necks on occasion the way I slept. I don't have any because all you do is fluff the my pillow, put your head on it to meet your own comfort needs, and boy, I'll tell you what a sleep you can get. 10-year warranty. You can return them in 60 days. Right now it's 50% off, so you can get two pillows, two travel pillows, no charge. And free shipping if you spend $100. 25 million sold. Adjust your pillow to your comfort. It was a great decision I made. I don't know why I waited 2 years. But I'm recommending you call up and take advantage of this limited opportunity. 50% off two premium pillows and two to go anywhere. And you, all you have to do is dial 800-950-0658. 800-950-0658, and the promo code is Stu. All right, back to the criticisms of the Bush administration. Donald Trump can do no right. Just a big article on how he was sitting, he was at a Seder, and the implication was how dare him to get up and leave after spending some time there. Doesn't matter what he does. And where is our godlike Barack Obama sitting around and waiting for an opportunity to jump in? I can tell you he's not just sitting there. He's planning his next moves. He's planning it in conjunction with Hillary Clinton, his accomplice in crime. No, I can't prove it. Can't call me in to testify on it. This is an opinionated show. But it would be a pretty strange, it would be pretty surprising to me if it were any other thing, given his move to Washington. Listen, go to your home in Chicago. Go to Hawaii. A great life. You and Michelle can live it out in happiness. I suspect that's not entirely possible. So we see the infighting, as I mentioned, the infighting in the White House. Steve Bannon, Jared Kushner. Here's part of the problem. Bannon is a staunch conservative. I mean, really, really right wing. I don't object to that at all. Kushner, Ivanka, even Donald Trump, they've been Democrats all their lives. And now Trump is espousing policies, many of them steeped in conservative principles, like his wonderful selection of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. And there are a lot of people out there who don't like it. Donald Trump is not an ideological person. Not an ideological person. And I have much less objection to anyone not being an ideological person than I ever had before. Because I think the world has changed. And I think we have to look at it from a different perspective. And I don't think you can look at every situation as a win-win situation. Take a look at the situation in North Korea. How the hell do you win this one? You've got an absolute lunatic who could trigger nuclear weapons on our West Coast, Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, Oregon. I'd be a little uneasy if I lived in any of those spots. But I'm just almost just as uneasy knowing it's United States territory. Now, there are all kinds of reports that are coming out. The White House, no evidence that North Korea has nukes. You see, you've got to be able to mount them in order to fire them. It's not a one-step process. I would rather err under the pretense of doing the right thing, but I also don't want to run the risk of being wrong. One mistake on this, not even with Iran or Russia. Sure, I'm worried about all of these places. North Korea has shown a bellicose approach to everything and everyone, and I'd like to know behind the scenes what Trump discussed with China. Because China has a lot at stake, too, and instability in that region with South Korea and Japan is not a lucrative position for China to be in. So I think what Trump, and he's probably doing it, and what he has to do, is in the art of the deal, you have to negotiate how much you're going to give in on trade or other issues in order to get them to stand with us. Now, I know this sounds easy, and a lot of negotiations sound easy, but I have negotiated in a number of deals. By the way, none of them are the magnitude of Donald Trump. I have negotiated in a number of deals for years and have certainly never faced the consequences of what Donald Trump is facing. It's kind of an impossible situation. And he's got his hands full trying to please every constituency out there. And you see him reaching out to Congress on health care, talking about infrastructure. I talked about that yesterday. Talking about the much-needed tax reform, middle-class tax cuts that will restore this country to its greatness. He's being held up. This is the one I don't understand, being held up on the wall. The late Senator Everett Dirksen once said, you spend $1 billion here and $1 billion there, and pretty soon you're into some serious money. Although I'm trying to remember whether he said $1 million here and $1 million there, because it was a different time. We got to get this wall built. His immigration policy startups has already begun, but you don't hear about the press praising him on the basis of 40% decrease in illegal aliens coming in. That's because it doesn't support the miserable left-wing press of this country. All right, a little change of topic when we come back. This is Stu Taylor.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now.
800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Schweitzer, author of Clinton Cash, and I was just on the radio with Stu Taylor, one of the best talk show hosts in America.
Gene, roses.
All right, we return a completely different topic, and one that's I know of great fascination to everyone. Joining us is Robert Steinberg. He is the author of Jake the Horse Thief, A Story of the Jews Who Were Left Behind. It is published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Robert, welcome to the show. Fascinating topic. Always a chilling topic. Tell us why you wrote the book. Were you or any of your family involved in these kinds of atrocities and behavior?
None that I know of, but people in their neighborhood were.
Okay, so you've taken this from real life facts and research, correct?
Yes.
All right. What? Give people just a brief overview of what the book is about.
The book is about a young couple. Jake is 6 years old. His sister is 9 years old. When they were orphaned, their father died in his wreck of his cart and horse in a storm coming home. Their mother had died in the flu epidemic that occurred just about the end of World War I. And the father was rushing home for them, to see them. And their lives were torn apart. The community that they lived in was very small, a small Jewish community in what was then Belo Russia, the town of Pinsk. And in the town of Pinsk, there was nobody who could afford to take them. They were all very poor, and to bring two children into our home would be more than their incomes could take. So they were split up. Jake, Leah, the sister, the nine-year-old, went to the one family in town who had some money, and that was a town butcher. And his wife. It wasn't a very happy occasion for...
Robert, I'm going to ask you to move fast forward for a synopsis because we only get another minute or two. Basically, what happens after that?
After that, Leah went with the butcher and his family, and Jake went to with the rabbi. The rabbi was alone. His wife also had died in the flu epidemic. And he lived alone and very poor. Jake grew up since then with the rabbi. His sister Leah with the town butcher and his family who did not treat a nine-year-old girl very well. She was working very hard as a slave, almost like a slave in the small house. later on, as the years went by, their lives were very, very different. Jacob learned to live off the land of Pinsk.
So how did the story end, Robert?
The story ends with Jacob growing up and suffering through the lands of that time where the Nazis overcame the lands for a while. The land really were controlled by the Soviet Union.
All right, I'm going to have to leave it at there. This is, reads like this are so important for people to get an understanding of not only our history, but the history of the Jews and other ethnic and religious groups around the world. Robert Steinberg, Jake the Horse Thief, A Story of the Jews Who Were Left Behind, Fulton Books, the publisher. Robert, thanks so much. Fascinating.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, we're going to move right along here. And more on our own world politics, which is mired in uncertainty and concern, and how what we're going to see moving forward, because there's never a dull day. Well, the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, which was thought to be put on the back seat burner, Trump is hitching up the horses to move forward on it. There seems to be a little more conciliatory attitude within the factions of the Republican Party. The Democrats are just going to be obstructionists no matter what's done. I believe you could come up with the best bill in the world. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the rest of them will do everything they can to defeat it, which is, bottom line, un-American. It's un-American. Then you've got the infrastructure bill. I talked about that, $1.1 trillion. This should be the bill where there's more common ground than anything. It's unanimous that we need new roads, new highways, new bridges. And yet, I believe because of the Neil Gorsuch appointment to the Supreme Court, that the wounds following Trump's election, the wounds are now even greater. When you employ the nuclear option to resolve an issue, you've left a very bad taste. The Democrats are still crying about Merrick Garland, and yet what was done to him was done to every other nominee who didn't please the ruling party when they were in office. I have never seen such hatred. I have never seen such venom. The third piece of the puzzle, and I should have preceded our infrastructure with this, is tax reform, tax breaks for corporations so that they shouldn't be paying the 35% of the highest tax rates in the world, and middle-class tax reform for our everyday people. I believe that even though we're in kind of a sideways market right now, and we've seen interest rates by the Fed go up, and I can't say that that wasn't a necessity. So people who are getting their mortgage bills, et cetera, their credit card bills, are seeing higher rates to pay. And I'm not here to advise you on how to handle that situation. But with every positive move, there's one that is contradictory to it. We need tax reform. We need lowering of the tax rates. This will stir up revenue. It'll result in investment on a state level, on a federal level. And I believe we'll do nothing but boost our economy. Not going to make any predictions about what'll do it, because predictions, everybody has a prediction. So my advice is to do your homework and determine really what's best for you. There are a lot of interesting things coming up. And you know, we haven't heard from much because he's recused himself as Jeff Sessions. He's now come on, and I'm sure this is we're going to return to this topic. We've been away from it for a while. Stricter immigration enforcement has become. And that can only be good news. People in this country legally are going to be handicapped and forced back to their own country. Why is it our obligation to take care of everyone in the world when we have 310 legal American citizens here who deserve our attention on every issue? And that includes health care, which I started to cover during this segment, but Trump will be proceeding on that as well. All right, we're going to end up on a pleasant note. Richard Brackett, The Bancroft, coming up.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com. right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Governor Mike Huckabee. Whether you're in Beantown or the rest of America, I'm sure you know that if it's the Red Sox, it's Boston. But if it's business, it's Stu Taylor on business.
All right, we're back, and it's always nice to listen. It's nice to have a show from one segment to another and everything being pleasant, but it's not the nature of the world, and I'm a realist. However, part of the realism is certainly embedded in the fact that we get lots of pleasure in life, and one of the great pleasures for my wife and I and my family is heading over to the Bancroft in Burlington, Massachusetts, one of the elite steakhouses you can find anywhere. You can go to New York City. I'm not going to give you names. You know the big ones. It's right up there with all of them, but it's in a different setting. It is a huge, huge success. I want to give you the website. It's the-bancroft.com. Call and make reservations. Joining us, as he does quite frequently, my friend, general manager, Richard Brackett. Richard, always great to have you on.
Good morning, Stu, and it's always great to be on. Thanks for having me back, sir.
Yeah, I want to have you back, and you and I just discussed during the break. Let's jump right in to what's new and coming up. You're able to talk about it.
Sure. So we've got a couple of new things. One is big news for us in that we have signed another location. So we are in process right now of taking over a property in Peabody, Massachusetts, the North Shore Mall, a location that was formerly the P.F. Chang's. They actually wrapped up operations yesterday or this morning, and as soon as they're moved out, we're going to bulldoze it and start all over again and build an even bigger Bancroft, actually, if you can believe it or not, up there.
Bigger than you have? Wow.
Not dramatically bigger, but bigger than what we've got going on here. So very similar feel. Chef Mario will be writing the menu, so food will be, while not identical, will be very, very close to what we're doing here. Menus will be a little bit different, you know, just for the guest that visits us in both locations. They get some options that are unique to the property.
All right, perfect segue into the dinner menu and the fact that in order to be successful, you have to keep changing but keep the staples. You got a new dinner menu coming up this weekend. Tell us about it.
This Friday night, Stu, and Chef has morphed into the springtime menu. So a couple of things are going away. Unfortunately, one dish that you and I both love, the duck, is going away until next winter. That's being replaced with a grilled veal chop. A veal chop's done with a brulee parmesan flan and a little sorrel butter. So, you know, this dish just screams summertime. Baby vine ripe tomatoes, cipollini onions, and sorrel butter, a little marsala sauce. So very, very hearty, rich dish, even though we're getting into the summer season, something that can kind of segue between the two. Chef is bringing back a prime beef carpaccio, so our prime sirloin steak, sliced paper thin, and served with a half-roasted artichoke, some deep-fried and breaded mozzarella, and a little balsamic, baby arugula fresh from our farm, which we're starting to see right now. We've got a couple of hoop houses on the farm out in Groton, and we're already serving some microgreens out of there. We'll be segueing into full-grown season in no time at all.
And what else? Chef, what else do you have? Anything on the dessert menu? You know what I'm waiting for. Cherry sorbet.
No, but we are actually, we're rushing the season a little bit, and that we're serving a strawberry rhubarb sundae. So
even though
the local strawberries aren't there for another, whatever, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, We're jumping the gun a little bit on it to try to tease the season. And that we actually rolled out last week. Most of the changes that are happening this week are exclusively dinner menu changes. So the cauliflower bisque goes away and gets replaced with fresh Maine lobster bisque. Again, another hearty dish that kind of swings between both spring and summer. And then the hake goes away, and we're replacing that with a sautéed cod. So fresh, wild-caught, local cod, dusted in flour and sautéed, served with some steamed baby clams, black lentils, beluga lentils, roasted baby fennel, marbled potatoes. So kind of a mini clam bake on a plate going on there.
Is it a little premature to talk about what's happening after Easter with you?
Mother's Day menu, if that's where you're
yeah,
thinking.
That's where
Mother's
I'm
Day
heading.
Menu is not complete yet. We're pretty tight on it, but again, just like Easter menu or any of the holiday menus, chef is sourcing what's going to be prime, vegetable, what's going to be prime seafood that's available at that particular point in time. So we're getting things that are as fresh as they can possibly be. And that being said, watching growing season both here locally and on the West Coast, we'll be finalizing that menu probably mid next week.
Yeah, and you've said
so,
this.
So maybe I'll reach out to you.
I'm sorry.
Soon.
No, continue.
No, I was going to say maybe I'll reach out to you soon, and we can talk about Mother's Day.
Oh yeah, I absolutely would love to. And you've said it, so I'll say it. You do not have the most inexpensive restaurant around, but you're absolutely top notch quality. And as my father always used to say, I don't mind paying for something if I get value. So if you want a treat for a family occasion, for a business, for anything, I mean, we all have to give out treats. This is really a remarkable opportunity. Also, you may want to talk about functions and businesses booking because you're in that area as well.
We certainly are. We've got four different private dining spaces ranging in size from 10 to 55. Couple have AV capabilities, so if you're doing a business presentation, either lunch or dinner, we can close you off and give you electronic capabilities. And the spaces are very, very, very unique. They're not your atypical function space in a restaurant. In fact, they double all the time as a la carte seating as well. So while they can be sectioned off and be private, they can also be part of the main dining room.
Oh, yeah, and I have had the pleasure of being in all of those sections eating there, and it's a marvelous, you're looking for a nice private experience, you can get it there as well. Anything you want to add? We've got about 10 seconds.
No, sir. Come out to the Bancroft. It's the best steakhouse in Boston.
And I echo that, the-bancroft.com. Thank you so much, Rich. It's always a thrill to have you on. I want to thank our listeners. Back tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Thank you.
Biz Talk Radio.